Lord of all creation, help us to hear your truth in a new way and to be transformed by your ever-expansive, radically inclusive love. Amen. It's a few weeks past Christmas, but I still have boxes and labels on my mind. Recently, a friend asked, "What was your favorite Christmas present?" This got me thinking about favorites. We all have favorites. Favorite gifts, favorite people, favorite church services. By virtue of having favorites, we have unfavorites. Favorites and unfavorites are labels. We use labels to make judgments based on external characteristics to avoid seeing others as our equal. Our ego distinguishes between things, solidifying what we like and dislike, and reinforcing our sense of separation from God and others. Sometimes, like labels, we use boxes to keep people out or to stay in our comfort zone. I had an interesting experience with a box when I was wrapping a Christmas present for my daughter. I didn't have a big enough box. I had to stuff the present into the box with the box top bowing. The box couldn't contain the present, but I wrapped it anyway. When she unwrapped the paper, the box top opened and unassisted the present spilled out. You're probably wondering while I'm talking about boxes and labels. But we see today in the reading the use of boxes and labels. Peter used labels to justify discriminating against entire classes of people, like the Gentiles. According to Jewish custom, the Gentiles were unclean, so Peter didn't associate with them, which meant he didn't extend God's love and Jesus' message to them. But like the small box that couldn't contain the Christmas present, Peter learns that the box he put God in is too small to contain the reality of God's overflowing, radically inclusive love for all of humanity. Some background is required to understand the magnitude of the transaction between Peter and Cornelius. So let me unwrap it. Cornelius is an officer in the Roman army, which is ruling in Israel. He's a Gentile, described as a good man, who believes in God, prays, and cares for the poor. While Cornelius is praying, he has a vision in which an angel tells him to seek out Peter. While Cornelius' messages are on their way to Peter, Peter has a vision while he's praying. He sees a sheet lowered down before him. In the sheet are animals, reptiles, and birds. A voice tells Peter to kill and eat. Peter replies, "No, Lord, I have never eaten anything that our Jewish laws have declared impure or unclean." But the voice speaks again, saying, "Do not call something unclean if God has made it clean." This happens three times. While Peter is puzzling the vision's meaning, Cornelius' messengers arrive, and the Holy Spirit tells Peter to go with them. Upon entering Cornelius' house, Peter says that Jewish law forbids him from associating with the Gentiles. Then he says, "But God has shown me that I should no longer think of anyone as impure or unclean." This is a radical change. Peter's ministry has focused exclusively on the Jews, but God brought Peter to the home of a Roman Gentile, an unclean enemy, where Peter understands that he's to share the good news of Jesus Christ. Peter says, "I see very clearly that God shows no favoritism. In every nation, he accepts those who fear him and do what is right." God overturned Peter's lifetime of understanding as a Jew and his limited understanding of Christ's resurrection. God's grace is so much more expansive than Peter realized. Richard Rohr says that everything visible, without exception, is an outpouring of God. Similarly, John's Gospel says that all things came into being, and not one thing had its being except through him. Expanding on this, Rohr says, since the world is both the hiding place and the revelation of God, we can no longer make significant distinctions between the natural and the supernatural, between the holy and the profane. The divine voice makes this exactly clear to a very resistant Peter. Christ's resurrection is foundationally transformative for all of humanity. The resurrection changes everything. It's because of the resurrection that Peter understands his conviction about God's impartiality. In his summary of Jesus' life and the resurrection, Peter says, "There is peace with God through Jesus Christ, who is Lord of all." Lord of all. God shows no partiality. God doesn't use labels to divide and condemn people. God isn't concerned about denominations, nationalities, races, sexual preferences, even political parties. Put positively, God is concerned for all of humanity and welcomes all people. God includes, accepts, and forgives. God is radical, unconditional, inclusive love. It is people who are judgmental and exclusive. What boxes and labels are you using to keep God out and stay in your comfort zone? Liberal, gay, straight, spiritual but not religious, Republican, Democrat, mentally ill, homeless, addict, fat, stupid. God's love is so much bigger than our labels. God is impartial love and acceptance. Like Peter, are you content to stay in your comfort zone and keep God in your small box? Consider whether God is calling you to open your heart to God's expansive love and to go to people on the margins, to befriend an outsider, or to share God's love with a stranger. Is there a person or a situation in your life that you have labeled as no good or unclean? God is calling you to reconsider and to remember that all of creation, everyone and everything, is a revelation of God. Do not call unclean what God has made clean. How might your circumstances change if you stopped making distinctions between what you think is good and bad, and holy and unholy, and accepted all of life as it is? Do not call unclean what God has made clean. If you are willing to accept life as it is, you may find a blessing in the most unlikely circumstances, as Peter did. For a moment, I want to talk directly to the person who thinks he or she is unclean, or worse yet, has been told by someone else that he or she is unclean, unworthy, unlovable, not good enough. I'm sorry. I love you. Please forgive me. God created you clean. There is nothing that you or I or anyone else can do to change that. God loves you. You are worthy. Maybe you have strayed away or stayed away, but God is waiting for you with arms wide opened. Do not call unclean what God has made clean. You are a spark of the divine. Believe it and live from that place of divine love in you. There is peace with God through Christ, who is Lord of all. Let the power of the resurrection break through your boxes and labels and transform you with the ever-expansive, radically inclusive love of God. Amen. Thank you.